Hello, my peeps, and welcome to Workday Playdate with Improve It. I am your host, Erin Deal, your resident professional goofball, your improv nerd, intention setter, and the girl who has finally stopped worshiping at the altar of goal setting just for the sake of goal setting. Yes, I said it. Today's episode is titled Stop Setting Goals, Do This Instead. And if that title made your stomach clench, but your intuition, I can't say words today, your intuition whisper yes, then you are exactly where you need to be. Let's take a couple of deep breaths. Here we go. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. I want you to inhale love and peace. Here we go. Exhale fear. Inhale love and peace. Exhale fear. We're about to get into today's playdate, y'all. So here we go. What happens when we focus too heavily on goals and not enough on intention? I want you to picture this with me. You set that big, shiny goal. You want 10,000 more Instagram followers. You want a 25% increase in sales. You want to lose the 8 pounds. You want to hit inbox zero. You want to speak on 20 stages. You want to write the book. You want to scale the team. You want to raise the revenue. You want to hit the number. Cue drum roll of dopamine. Then cue immediate pressure headache. Sorry if that was in your headphones. I know that got loud. But listen, we set the goal. We name it, we post it, we spreadsheet it, and then we grind hard. But here's what's really happening when we go all in on goals without checking in on the soul underneath. All right? Hear me out. We chase achievement, not alignment. Achievement, not alignment. We operate from hustle versus purpose. We operate from hustle versus purpose. Words are hard. We measure life only by metrics, not by meaning. We measure life only by metrics, not by meaning. We miss the lessons because we're obsessed with the finish line. We cling, we claw, we white knuckle our way to outcomes that sometimes aren't even ours to begin with. And the big one, when we hit the goal, it doesn't feel like it thought it would. You know what I'm talking about. And I'm pausing dramatically so you can feel me, because I'm going to tell you, I have been there, done that, got the t-shirt, wrote a book about it, and then some. Okay? I'm talking about that promotion that you wanted for the past 2 years, that when you finally got it, it felt good for 11 minutes. You clink champagne glasses with your bestie and were like, oh, yes, I made it. And then the work came and the promotion felt less awesome. Or that revenue milestone that actually just made you freak out more about the next quarter. Or when you had that booked out calendar that secretly made you wish for a nap. You wanted that calendar to be filled so many times. You were praying for those events, those speaking events. And when it came, you were exhausted and tired. And I'm going to tell you why. Because goals alone create pursuit. Intention creates presence. Let me say that again. Goals alone create pursuit. Intention creates presence. Your goals say, get there. Your intention says, be here. And I don't know about you, but I've lived a lot of my life just chasing the here. I want to be here now. I want to be in this present moment now. So here's what happens when you shift to intentional living. When I stopped making goals the GPS and I started making intention the engine, everything changed. It wasn't overnight, okay? It was practice, improv style. It was a yes and instead of a if then. It was curiosity over control. It was discovery over demand. And it was presence over performance. So let me tell you what started happening probably about 5 years now into our business. My team and I started setting intentions. And I'm going to tell you real hard truths. This didn't really click for me until the past 2 years. So I started doing it 5 years ago, but I started really living it about two years ago. So we started picking a word of the year. And then we started choosing a word of the month. So here's an example. My 2025 word of the year was YOLO. You only live once. Okay, which I know is like so early 2000s, right? But I freaking meant it. And I'm going to tell you why that was my word. Just quick backstory. My husband and I have had many years of infertility. We have a miracle baby boy who is now 6 years old, who is healthy and awesome. But the struggle to conceiving him was long, arduous, hard. We have a shared genetic disorder. And very long story short, we were very hopeful that our very last embryo that we had would not be, what is the word I'm looking for? It wouldn't have the gene that we have. And it was the only embryo that we had. We actually tested it that was only a carrier of our genetic disorder and didn't have the mutation. That's the word I'm looking for. So we implanted it at the end of 2024. And in October, late October 2024, we found out that our very last chance at having a second child that was our biological child didn't work. And we were very heartbroken. And I'm just giving you the realest, real version. There was a lot of grief. There was the weirdness of grieving someone you've never met, but we felt very deeply connected to her. And it was a girl on a soul level. So I chose the word YOLO because I felt in my bones that this soul who was my supposed earth daughter, who is now my angel child, was going to make me a mom again. I was going to start all over and we were going to be this family of four. And when it didn't happen, my husband and I vowed that for the next year or for the rest of our lives, I guess, we were going to make our son Jackson truly live and experience the world. We were going to stamp his passport as many times as we could. And we did. We did that in 2025. So I traveled a lot in 2025. My son went with us on three international trips, which was super cool. I met so many incredible people. Like, three of my greatest new friends. It's really hard to make friends as an adult, but I have met the most incredible women in the past year that I feel so deeply connected to. It's almost like I've known them my whole life. I've met them and become deeply great friends with them over the past year. I said way more yeses to experiences than perfection. Things I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it, but then I was like, no, this is the experience. I'm not sure if it's going to be what I hope it'll be, but I tried it out. I lived. I did things simply because they excited my soul. And if it wasn't exciting, it was a hell no. So that was my annual word. And that is how I lived in 2025. And I can honestly say with true conviction that that word of the year drove every intention and every act that I had in that year. So I am recording this now, just so you know. In December. It is coming out in January. My word for the month of December is peace. I want peace in my schedule and in my calendar. I want peace in how I speak to myself. I want peace in saying no. I want peace in knowing that it all gets done when I'm grounded and I'm not gasping. And here's the freaking epiphany, y'all. When your intention leads, your goals still arrive, but with joy instead of panic. When you live an intentional, unapologetic life, everything around you magnetizes, attracts, and you bring forth what is yours. I hope you're enjoying the show, my peeps. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Let's get back to the show. Okay, my peeps, we are back. So I want to give you this 5-step framework on how to set intentions, because I really want you to put this into practice for your own life. I promise you, on a deep level, it will change the trajectory of how you feel. It will change the trajectory of how those people around you feel. It will change the trajectory of your life. So here is step one. You are going to pick your word, all right? So I'm going to start, let's do this just for the month. Maybe you don't have a word right now that comes to you for the year. Let's start with your word for the month. Okay, you're going to pick it. And it's not like the aesthetic word that sounds super cool. It's not the Pinteresty word. It's not the like, my team chose focus, so I guess I should choose focus word. I want you to pick the word that your body reacts to. Okay, if you cry, if you tangle, or if you want to roll your eyes because it is too true, then that, my friend, is the word. All right? So every month my team does this. We get together, we have a monthly meeting, we choose a word for the month, and we have to embody that word the entire month. It's okay if you don't do it, but the goal is pick a word that is speaking to your soul. So if the word isn't speaking to you, that's not your word, okay? Step two. You're going to define it, okay? So in improv, we define before we play. So I want you to ask yourself, what does the word that you chose feel like? So let's say your word is joy. What does joy feel like, all right? What does joy look like? What does joy sound like? And what does joy move like in your daily calendar? I actually heard a podcast host talk about this once, that they color coordinate joy in their Google calendar. And I started doing this. I have many calendars. Okay, I have two. I have a shared Google calendar with my husband that has like all of our stuff on there. And I also combine it with my work calendar. And then I have a planner, and I actually use my planner for showcasing joy. So, and I also put on there anything that I'm doing to better myself for my mind, body, or soul. So I go through at the beginning of every month and I put down all the things that are going to bring me joy, whether it's like a date night with my husband, a party or a concert with friends. That all goes, and I highlight it in blue. Then I schedule in things that I'm given to myself. So I go to therapy biweekly, spoiler alert for all y'all, okay? And I put that in pink. Anything I do, like a massage or a class, like a dance class, I put that in pink too because it's giving me joy. So those things, when I look at my calendar and my planner, I'm like, oh, you know what? I really lived that intention this month. And joy is always an intention for me. So that's an easy one. If I'm super hyper-focused on it that month, even better. I'm getting off this tangent now, but I wanted you to know that really honing that word and defining what it looks like for you is really important, okay? Step three, you are going to align all decisions that month with the word. So every choice that month becomes a mirror. So let's say your word is joy, okay? Or let's go with my word for December, which was peace, because I want to talk a little bit about this. If somebody is asking you to do something and your answer is like, yes, and it's very frantic, that's a no. But if the answer is, oh, that feels good and peaceful, then it's a yes. So if your word is peace, and you get asked to do something and your calendar is overstuffed, it doesn't feel peaceful, you edit. If it looks like that Sunday of rest that you keep canceling and overplanning, that's a non-negotiable, okay? If your word is peace, every choice that you make that month becomes a mirror. If your word is presence, every choice that month that you make is a mirror to that word. If it's joy, if it's abundance, if it's expansion, whatever that word is, every choice you make becomes a mirror. All right, here is step four. You are going to build micro practices. Your word is going to show up through repetition, not declaration. So it's really about the more reps you do, not just talking about it, the more it's actually going to come to life. So here's some examples. A 3-minute morning breath before you jump on the phone. An intentional lunch away from your laptop. A word of the month in your email signature. Doing some journaling with yes and. Yes, I want success and I choose peace while building it. So build in little micro practices around your word to make it even more intentional for you. And here's step five. I'm going to call this the monthly reset or your improv scene change. At the start of every month, I want you to ask yourself, and if you want to do this with your team, even better, my team and I do this. Did I live my word or did I chase something else? Did I live my word or did I chase something else? Where did the word guide me? And where did I override it? Then you got a new month and a new word ahead. Not because you failed, because you've evolved. So I want you to think about this and I want you to put all of these into practice. I promise you, you learn by doing, okay? I promise you by putting these into practice, you will feel a shift. And let me just say this to you. If today is speaking to your soul and you want to deepen your intention practice with your team, my team at Improvin' and I have built something just for you. It's our intention setting workshop, and our entire thesis statement is visualization plus values equals verified results. Now, in this highly interactive, high energy, improv infused session, our facilitators will guide your group through crafting their personalized ideal day. They'll identify the core values that fuel their year, and they'll build habits that align daily work with big picture purpose. Now, on this, we can host 50 people for 90 minutes on Zoom, or we can host up to 100 people for 2 hours in person. And we have an absolutely top-tier improv-infused facilitator who will have your team laughing, reflecting, and fully aligned. So if you want to stop forcing goals and start embodying intention, this is it. You can check it out at learntoimproveit.com. That's learntoimproveit.com. And you can also check it in the link in the show notes. So let's land this plane beautifully, y'all. Goals are destinations. Intentions are directions. That is today's truth. Goals are destinations. Intentions are directions. Just a recap here on the 5-step framework. Number one, you're going to pick your word. Number two, you're going to define it in sensory emotional language. Number three, you're going to align all decisions to it. Number four, you're going to build micro practices. And number five, you're going to reset it monthly with curiosity. Now, here is your homework. This show is airing in January of 2026. If this is another month that you're listening to your show, or to your show, it's your show, not mine. If you're listening to this show, then I want you to pick your word of the month. If you're listening to it when it's out live, pick your January word. And I want you to write it somewhere visible. Put it on a post-it note next to your computer. Put it on your mirror so you see it first thing when you wake up in the morning. And I want you for 1 week to ask before everything you say yes to. Does this expand or contract my word? If it contracts, it's not for you, at least not for right now. So my radiant, beautiful peep, that is a wrap on today's episode. And if you loved it, I would love if you share it with one human who needs permission to stop hustling towards the horizon and start living inside the now. I want you to remember, life isn't a spreadsheet. It's an improv scene. So I want you to show up. Say yes and let your intention be the partner who always has your back. I'll see you next week. The same mic, same heart, new word. Peace out. Okay, literally, my word for the month is peace, and I'm in my calm era, baby. So peace, and I'll see you soon.